This first prayer request, Tom, is for the family of Jacob Wing, who went to his heavenly home last week due to a tragic accident, way too young. And then we want to pray for Sean Moore, who was involved in the accident that took Jacob Wing's life. And I know this has really been extremely hard on Sean that he was involved in that. And then Greg Camperano asked us to pray for him. He had to have a second surgery to open and clean a place that wasn't healing on his foot. And he's been in a boot for the past month. And he's just weary and discouraged about the time it's taking to heal. So let's pray for those needs.
Dear Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all you have given us, praying that you will be with us and help us in our time of need. Please be with the family of Jacob Wing. Hold them in the palm of your hand. Comfort them. Carry them, strengthen them in their desperate time and hour. We ask that you would be with Sean Moore, who was involved in the accident, that you would watch over him. Just be with him and place people in his path that can help him along this way. We pray that you would be with Greg, who has had a second surgery, that you would place your healing hands upon him. Be with his care team. Watch over him. Strengthen him, and just be with him during his time of healing. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. I have a praise report on Amanda Stevens, the woman in Texas who was hit by the truck. She's doing so much better. From what I see, she is pretty much back to regular stuff. She still has some brain trauma, and she is still going to therapy for that, but she's walking, talking, breathing, and praising God. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center here in Elk City, they are one of our Facebook sponsors. And let's continue to pray for Mr. Les German. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you like some custom designs in wood, please contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located here in Elk City at 616 North Locust Avenue, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, we're celebrating the love of all Ford SUVs, Broncos, Edges, and Expeditions, all in stock and as low as 0% for 60 months plus customer cash, and new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bardice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL stock number 216297, Expedition Limited stock number 260138, Bronco Sports stock number 216308, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com. Let us pray.
And we're back, y'all. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest today is Tom Ivester.
Okay, we're going to start with a song. This is an old Buck Owens tune, and as many of you know, Buck Owens had a severe alcohol problem. He had many talents, but the words of this song speak to me, and I think they resonate. It's called Love's Gonna Live Here Again, and, of course, this is someone at their lowest, which Buck experienced. But to me, it speaks to God's grace. It doesn't matter what we've done or where we are. Love's going to live here. And so I'm going to play this song. Here it is.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bells are ringing, I hear birds are singing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bees a humming, and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again.
Okay, that's Buck Owens. Love's gonna live here again. So, I want to read the rest of this second eulogy. And this is a daughter. Again, she had given the eulogy at her mother's funeral and then went home and thought that there were things left unsaid. Not that what she'd said was untrue. There were just things she'd left out. So she wrote a second eulogy, and she wrote a book, and she actually put this second eulogy in the book, and that's what I'm reading from. So this is the second half of it. More than any place in the world, our mother loved our family cabin, a home she named Anchor Point. She wanted it to be a place where friends and family could experience safe harbor. What that safe harbor meant was tables full of food, lots of laughter, dancing, singing, arguing politics, big ideas, and any silly thing you could think to talk about, always with intensity and passion. Yes, sometimes we had too much fun and at times fought too much to measure up to our own anchoring name. But in the end, the place itself seemed able to hold tenderly that part of our family too, our brokenness. It also meant before dinner saying prayers where everyone had to share what they were most thankful for and sing amen with gusto. The singing was joyful, yes, but also perhaps it was a collective plea for forgiveness for the sins and secrets we all carried, especially our mother. Anchor Point also meant watching eagles perch on the lake house tree, beholding the sunset brilliant and broad and a night sky scattered with endless stars. But this part, too, is hard to fathom. Under that sky, for the first time in her life, our mother began to heal. With her hands in the soil, her deepest lifelong wounds began to mend. But just as the healing began, she became a desperate lover to the disease that would kill her. The same stars of Anchor Point were a witness to both. I end with one more image of Anchor Point. I remember all of us girls on a late summer afternoon lying in the middle of that vast Fort Gibson Lake on the big blue foam floaters, mindlessly chatting and dozing, the water holding us up, rocking us, the warm sun warming our skin. As we floated there, each of us would hold on to a ski rope that strung across the water's surface, kept us tethered to the boat, where my dad would sit in the shade, listening to the mayhem of our chatter and laughter. On April 2, 2016, around 9 a.m., her hands still clenched, struggling to hold onto that rope, our mother took her last breath and was finally pulled free from the tether to this life. Buoyed now by the grace of God, she is at rest, dozing, and yes, healed, an eagle circling overhead, waves of love rocking her gently amidst the endless blue of sky and water. And she goes on to write, as I wrote those last words for the first time in my life with her, my mother, I felt the grip of my own anger start to lessen its hold on me and my aspirations for life. I felt mercy. Mercy towards her, toward my family, myself, and mercy toward all the cruel lies and divisions that damage and define our culture. It was a vast, all-encompassing experience of compassion for my mother, my people, and myself. So I thought that was outstanding. And I think that's the possibility, what I envision the possibility funerals can hold. I'm not going to go there. My wife says, leave it alone. I mean, we've got kind of a set pattern of how funerals go. Again, it's kind of a picture menu. You got one of like six choices. But I thought she was very brave and to do this. And then go ahead and publish it, because it's not all that flattering, not for herself or her family, or especially for her mother. So, but anyway, I was impressed. So, okay, let's play a different song, and I do not have any. Any great, I don't have any great insight with this song, except I just think it's good. And it's called Somebody That I Used to Know. And it's about two girlfriend and boyfriend. And after they break up, they're very distant. And it just kind of, I thought it kind of fits with this. Because anyway, it's just kind of a melancholy, sad song. So here we go.
Change it.
Okay, someone that I used to know. And basically a song about people who used to know each other, and he was upset that she'd completely cut him out. And we've all got past relationships, friends, or even some family member that, you know, you can see them and they act like they don't even know you. And I've got some people I treat that way. And you cut them out of your life for one reason or another. They're just toxic, or they're not good to be around, or they didn't add value, or they brought destruction. And so you've cut them out. In fact, we're commanded to do that. Anyway, I like that song. So it is a good song. So I'm going to read a couple more Proverbs. I'm getting down to the end here. Okay, let's do Proverbs 31, verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. And that is the end of Proverbs. So I got one final song here, which I think kind of fits. Most of you know it, and so I think it's the closing. Grand Ole Opry uses this as the closing also a lot of times, so here we go.
Okay, stand by.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day, when I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Oh, I told the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Will the circle be
lonesome. Miss my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying. What a home so sad and
That's all.
That's all, folks. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. There's going to be a short break, a couple of commercials, and then we will be back with the Truth broadcast. Pastor Dwight is not in the building. However, we do have a great message from Pastor Dwight. So for myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva, and from Mr. Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain.